Given that it's been on the market now since 2011 with increasing indications, we actually have long-term extension data from two of the pivotal trials that led to belimumab first getting FDA approved back in 2011. And this is the BLISS 52 and the BLISS 76 long-term extension studies. You can see that the adverse events did not increase over years of use, which is quite reassuring when you have such long-term data.